Rossini's Tancredi Overture here on Kansas Public Radio with Yoel Levy and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Good morning, everyone. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me on this Wednesday. I've got some wacky, funny music coming up for you. Not too wacky, but I did tease something about chickens and hens, so keep listening to find out what that's about. This next little tune by Rameau has something in common with the Rossini Overture that we just listened to. It's about 3 minutes long, and I'm going to let you mull it over, and then I will tell you what the connection is. It is right now on KPR. Rameau's Temple of Glory Orchestral Suite here on Kansas Public Radio, and I had asked you to guess the connection between that and the first overture we listened to by Rossini. Anyone know? Raise your hand if you know, not that I can see it. Voltaire, that's the connection. Indeed, the philosopher. Many musicians wrote music about him, and both of those had something to do with it. Interestingly, the Rossini that you heard, actually, the ending was changed once the Voltaire play came out. So, always lots of fun stuff with music. Speaking of fun stuff with music, the hen is the chicken connection at the bottom of the hour. You'll have to guess which composer and what symphony. I love the guessing games we're having this morning. Right now, a lovely Pastorale Symphony No. 5 by Francois Joseph. It's about 13 minutes. It's Baumert conducting the London Mozart Players, now on Kansas Public Radio. François Joseph Gossec's Symphony No. 5, the Pastorella. I had a cat named Francois. Here on Kansas Public Radio, that was Baumert conducting the London Mozart Players. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, and the hen coming right up. I've got some great supporters to thank for keeping us on the air. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting the music of John Williams, a composer of movie scores including Star Wars, Jaws, Schindler's List, and more, Saturday, May 2nd. Info and tickets at topekasymphony.org. And Cromwell Solar, since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and batteries. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. And Low Maintenance Landscape, designing long-lasting landscapes with native plants that thrive in this area and require less maintenance. Project portfolio, plant library, and contact info at lowmaintenancelandscape.net. I love the word that I stumbled over there was energy, which is something I've been accused of having too much of. Haydn Symphony 83 is called the Hen, nicknamed the Hen, because the oboe makes a very funny clucking sound that I want you to listen out for. The actual musical term for it is staccato. So if you want to sound super smart to your friends, you can say that word. Here we go. Haydn's the Symphony No. 83, The Hen, with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment on KPR. The Hen, Haydn Symphony No. 83, here on Kansas Public Radio this Wednesday morning. That was Siski Valkerken conducting the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. What a fun name for an orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me. This whole morning, every hour has something to do with a bird, specifically a chicken or a rooster or even the hen that we just heard. So that should give you a few hints on what we're going to hear. One of them is by Leroy Anderson, so that's a dead giveaway. But I'm pretty sure the thing I'm opening next hour with, you haven't heard before. So I'm excited for that. And something else in next hour, too. It's a well-tempered chicken. Indeed it is. Not a well-tempered clavier, but a well-tempered chicken. Oh, and today's noon hour, what does Jeff have for us? Looks like Prokofiev's First Symphony, the classical one. I love that one. Also, A Poem for Strings by Rebecca Clark and Howard Hanson's Piano Concerto. That's from 12 to 3. I am here with you until noon, playing all the classical music. And if you've got something specific you'd like to hear, I have a show called Classics by Request. It's Friday mornings and Saturdays, and you can let me know what you want to hear. Just go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and navigate your way over to the Shows tab, Classics by Request. You can also just put Classics by Request in your URL bar after our website. It's fun to hear from you. This is Kansas Public Radio.
There is a historically high number of immigrants in detention, and the number of people that have been sitting in ICE detention for over a year has gone up dramatically.
The administration understands that if you are in detention for about 3 months, you start to lose it.
I'm Scott Detrow, NPR's profile of an entire family held in ICE detention for nearly a year. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. on KPR with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, providing plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA Farm Stop. Details on that are at caseyfarmschool.org. It is 10:01. NPR News is up next, and then more classical music for a good laugh after that on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Iran has seized two ships in the Strait of Hormuz, and Iranian news reports say it has attacked a third. This comes as President Trump extended a ceasefire with Iran indefinitely. In Iran, hardline supporters of the government celebrated as the possibility of peace talks dimmed. Duri Buscarin reports.
In a video released by the Associated Press, masked men in army fatigues ride what appears to be a missile launcher through the streets of Tehran, chanting "Death to America." It was a celebration of Iran's decision not to send negotiators for more peace talks with the U.S. There were also, though, small acts of defiance against the Iranian government. A young woman in the capital, Tehran, who asked not to be named due to the risk of arrest for speaking to foreign media, described hearing someone playing an accordion in an alley near her home. Buskers have been banned under the government's wartime rules. "I hadn't seen any street musicians anywhere in months," she said, "but last night we heard the sound of life." For NPR News, I'm Duri Buscarin in Van, Turkey.
Senate Republicans have introduced a budget resolution to fund immigration enforcement agencies. It's a first step in a lengthy process aimed at ending a record-breaking shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports.
For months, congressional Democrats have said they will not fund immigration enforcement agencies unless reforms are implemented, following the deaths of two U.S. citizens at the hands of agents at protests earlier this year. Republicans are looking to a budget tool called reconciliation to fund DHS along party lines, bypassing the need for Democratic support. The budget resolution has an expected final price tag of about $70 billion, which should fund the agencies through President Trump's term. The president has given a deadline of June 1st for the bill's passage, but the process is long and complicated. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, the Capitol.
The civil rights group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, has been indicted on federal fraud charges. The organization tracks hate groups. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz reports the Justice Department says an investigation into the group goes back years.
A grand jury in Alabama indicted the Southern Poverty Law Center for years of alleged fraud. The civil rights group is facing charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the organization paid informants to infiltrate hate and extremist groups, and that includes groups like the KKK. Blanche said the group then used banks to hide these payments. The Southern Poverty Law Center's interim CEO, Brian Kerr, says the group is being targeted by the Trump administration, and it plans to defend itself from the accusation. The Justice Department says the investigation into the nonprofit is ongoing. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the University at Buffalo, where researchers are developing an AI-powered tool with a goal of accelerating drug development to treat cancer, Alzheimer's, and many more diseases. More at buffalo.edu/NPR. This is Kansas Public Radio. Rooster Rag here on KPR by Max Moroth on piano. That's right. The chicken rooster hen theme continues this morning on this wacky Wednesday, I suppose we could call it. I'm Destiny. Glad you're here with me this morning. It's a little cloudy out. Hopefully the sun will peek its way out eventually. I hope you're all doing really, really well. I have something really neat for the viola. It's a well-tempered chicken that is at the end of the hour. But right now, we are going to listen to something that, well, I suppose in a way could be a rooster, a chicken, or a hen. Many different things it morphed into. The Brahms Piano Quintet. It actually originally started as a quintet with two cellos. So two violins, viola, and two cellos. And when Brahms' friend, the violinist Joachim, played it for him, he said, "You know, Brahms, you're a pianist. I don't know if you know how to write for all of these string players. Maybe you can change this." And so Brahms then changed it for a sonata for two pianos, but still wasn't happy, finally deciding to change it to a piano quintet. So now what we have here is a string quartet, two violins, viola, and cello with piano, because basically string players can't play as many notes as the piano. So there you have it. That's the one thing the piano definitely can do, play lots of notes, and Menachem Pressler is about to. This is Brahms' Piano Quintet, the one in F minor, a very dramatic key, and Menachem Pressler is playing with the Pacifica Quartet. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Brahms' Piano Quintet here on KPR, the one in the very dramatic key of F minor. As you could probably tell, that was the Pacifica Quartet with Menachem Pressler on piano. Whew, that is a good one indeed. And I have something quite funny coming up. Let me thank a couple of our great sponsors here on KPR, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Support for classical music comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org. And the Lawrence Arts Guild, presenting Art Spaces 2026, May 2nd and 3rd. Studio tours at local artists, creative spaces, and homes and studios. More details at lawrenceartsguild.com. Alrighty, the well-tempered chanson, a chicken tarantella. Yes, indeed. This is by Alexis Shore, and it's the viola rocking out the viola in the only way the viola can. It's amazing. David Aaron Carpenter is on viola, and it's the London Phil, now on KPR. Enjoy. Oh, that was epic. The well-tempered chanson, a chicken tarantella by Alexis Shore here on KPR. That was awesome. I hope you liked it. David Aaron Carpenter on viola with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. That find really excited me. I had never heard it before. I'm a new big fan. More classical music always ahead here on Kansas Public Radio.
There is a historically high number of immigrants in detention, and the number of people that have been sitting in ICE detention for over a year has gone up dramatically.
The administration understands that if you are in detention for about 3 months, you start to lose it.
I'm Scott Detrow, NPR's profile of an entire family held in ICE detention for nearly a year. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you on KPR beginning at 3 p.m. with host Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, screen printing and skateboard supply under one roof located in North Lawrence at 608 North 2nd Street with all the latest boards, safety gear, and more. Info at riverratks.com. By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. You can contribute assets, stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, lots of charitable gifts. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. It's 1101.
Live and redistricting efforts in states including North Carolina and Missouri. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Cherubini's Finisca Overture here on KPR from one of the rescue operas, as they said, because the knight in shining armor rescued his wife from a tyrant in this opera. That was Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Ah, it is our last hour of morning classical music together, and I've got a Leroy Anderson chicken reel to send you off on your day, but we have a ways before we get there. I just wanted to let you know because it might be my favorite thing this hour. I did get a request for my Classics by Request shows that's on Fridays to play something by Yasha Heifetz, and I did. And then while I was searching for that specific record, I found a version of Schubert's Fantasy for violin and piano played by Yasha Heifetz. He is one of the greatest violinists of all time. He's no longer with us, sadly, but this recording is. So this is a piece of history. Yasha Heifetz on violin with Brooks Smith on the piano. Let's listen on KPR. Wow, that was Heifetz, a great violinist from many years ago here on KPR, playing Schubert's Fantasy for violin and piano with pianist Brooks Smith. I love finding those fun historical recordings. I have got a very fun hour ender coming up in about 20 minutes, but first, something by Millau that is very interesting. Has the same name as a restaurant in France. Start guessing. This is Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world to the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the spring edition of The Counselors, featuring KU and Washburn Law students April 23rd at 6:30. More at doleinstitute.org. Alrighty, this music by Millau literally translates to the ox on the roof or the bull on the roof, and it's actually more of a surrealist, joyous, cabaret-style atmosphere, so the fact that there is a restaurant named the same thing in France, well, really seems suiting and fitting, I think. Let's enjoy this together. This is the Lyon Opera Orchestra, conducted by Kent Nagano. Millau's The Bull or Ox, shall we say, on the Roof on KPR. You can accuse me of having too much fun in the morning. That was Millau's The Bull or the Ox on the Roof here on KPR, Kent Nagano and the Lyon Opera Orchestra. I'm Destiny. I've been having a wonderful time here with you this morning, and I have something very funny to complete the chicken slash rooster slash hen theme of the morning. Probably my favorite one of all 3 hours. Of course, it's the chicken reel. By Leroy Anderson and the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Slatkin. It's right now on Kansas Public Radio. Come on, that's the funniest thing you've ever heard, right? Here on KPR, Leroy Anderson's Chicken Reel, Leonard Slatkin and the BBC Concert Orchestra. I remember when I was a young violinist, I had my very first recital and I played Millionaire's Hoedown, because of course I did, and that chicken reel was a part of it. So much fun, and I've even played the orchestral version too. It is a hoot. Being here with all of you is a hoot. Thank you for being here with me. Jeff Watson is in with some classical music for you, including Prokofiev's Classical Symphony. That'll be coming up after the news. I'm really glad you've been here with me this week. You are all just the best listeners, and I am hopeful that the sun will break through the clouds at some point today. It's about 66 out right now. I do hear the sun might come out later this afternoon, so we shall have to keep our fingers crossed. If you've got something funny or fun or dramatic or not fun that you would like to hear on the radio, you can let me know. I've got this fun show called Classics by Request, Friday mornings, Saturday afternoons. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest and you can let me know what you'd like to hear. Or maybe you don't know the name of something, but you know the mood it evokes or a feeling that it gives you. You can tell me that too, and I will do my best to find you something. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Held in ICE detention for nearly a year. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you on KPR, beginning at 3 p.m. with host Laura Lorson. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help protect livestock and the nation's food supply. More information at k-state.edu. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute. And support for the news here on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Chicago, a universal tale of fame, fortune, and all that jazz. Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. It is 12:01. The news is up next, and then more music for you, and you can always listen to us at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being here.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Libby Casey.